following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland, from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you so much for downloading, tuning us in, doing it, whatever it is that you do. We appreciate you doing it. It's whatever it is. We're in between the Christmas and New Year's festivities. It's an odd time. I've always felt like this. It's just kind of a strange time to be, you know, existing. You know, because you got the big run up into Christmas. Everybody's excited. Everybody's thrilled. There's the whole holiday. There's that buzz that's going on. Whether you like the holiday or not, I'm not a big fan of it, but you can't help but get caught up in the little bit of the buzz and the festivities in it. And then Christmas comes. You know, Christmas Eve is always a good time. At least I try to make it that way for myself. And then when Christmas Day hits, it's like a balloon popping. It's just done. It's over. And that's it. You know, the day after Christmas, I was out walking the dog and saw that people had already put their Christmas trees to the curb. And it's like, I hear you. I get you're tired of it. And then there's this little dip. Nothing gets accomplished. Ain't nobody around. You know, there are some people that are trying to, you know, they're working. They're trying to do their thing. And nothing gets accomplished because nobody gives a shit, really. Everybody's just kind of phoning it in. Not me, of course. No, I'm not. And then New Year's. And I like New Year's. I've always been a big fan of New Year's. New Year's Eve is fun, especially in this business. It is, because we have a very special live show that happens over at Radio Memphis. And New Year's Day, it feels, I don't know, it's good. It's done. You know, it's behind you. New Year's Day, you relax a bit, you know, maybe eat. If you're lucky to get the day off, you know, take it. And you start thinking about the upcoming year and what's to be expected. What is going to happen to us? You know, what are we looking at? And there's a lot of things that are going on. I mean, the world is coming apart at the seams at times, and it's frightening, really. You don't have to go far in the news to find these stories about what's going on. And, you know, one such thing I see, I guess, in the attitude of what's happening in this world. Social media is... We may have hit peak social media. I think we did some time ago, quite frankly. Facebook's pretty much, you know, it's kind of done. There's an exodus going on. A lot of people that are just had enough of it, and they're going away. And what's leaving behind are the people, the diehards, that refuse to give it up, which to me is sort of amusing, because what has happened now is a side effect of that. The pictures of people's children are getting uglier and uglier. I don't know if you're making ugly babies or you're just, those are the people that just, well, I'm just going to keep my kid up there. You know, I'm going to, hey, take a look at my kid. Your kid's hideous. And by the way, the pictures of the food thing still hasn't really stopped. It's slowed down some, but by God, some of the stuff you people are eating is disgusting. It really is. It looks horrifying. It's, you know, but be that as it may, we enter 2019 with what? And by my calculation, this is the last show of 2019. This particular episode is. So, you know, we got that going for us, I guess. And such as it is, I don't know. I'm like everybody else. We hope for the best for the coming year, and we'll have to just kind of see. The whole idea of having a New Year's resolution to me is dumb. It's just the turning of a calendar, really. There's nothing new or different about anything that we've ever done. But, you know, here we are, 255 episodes in to this show. We have our hopes of what we want to see for the next year. Perhaps it'll be good. Perhaps not. I don't know. There's some things I'd like to see. There's some things I wouldn't want to see. And, you know, and by the way, speaking of New Year's resolutions, those of you who sit there and say, I'm going to lose weight. That's the big one. I'm joining a gym. Nationwide statistics show here in the United States that 90% of you who do this, it's actually about 89.5% of people who feel that they're going to start their new year off correctly with a membership to the gym. give up on it 2 weeks in. And I think that's pretty standard, too, to be honest with you, across a lot of resolutions. 2 weeks in, you're done. Oh, but it's going to be different for me, kids. It's going to be different. I'm going to be the one that drops the weight. You shouldn't have eaten so much, you fat bastard. Back off the cake a little bit. Be sensible. You want to resolve for something for the new year, then just try being a better person. That one's kind of hard to quit after a couple of weeks because you're either an asshole or you're not. You know what I'm saying? All right, kids, look, coming up here on the program this time out, Memphis Deep in studio. Oh, my goodness, did we not have a lot of fun with that. It was more fun than the law allows. Bob Kelsey playing guitar, singing, had some funny stories to tell. On the drums, Leroy Clay, he's a cat who's played a ton of stuff, a lot of jazz, a lot of rock and roll. We had a lot of fun with him. And on bass, David Dunn, the nephew of Duck Dunn. Yeah, the bass playing family, the Flying Dunns, if you will. So, it was a fine time in the studio. We heard a bit of music. I've got that show lined up here for you this time out, if in case you missed it. So stick around, kids. We're going to go deep. We're going to go Memphis deep. Right up out of this here on Radioland.
Hey, CBD users, you need to know about the GreenManCBD.com. We carry leading national brands at great prices. Brands like Green Roads, Pharmacist Formulated CBD and Hemp Oils, Diamond CBD, Relax Gummies, Liquid Gold, Disposable Vape Kits, and more. You can visit our store in Memphis at the Broom Closet, 546 South Main Street, or order online at thegreenmancbd.com for free shipping in the U.S. on all orders over $50. Enhance your life with CBD and hemp products. Must be 18 years old. Purchase CBD products.
So Mr. Bob Kelsey, Leroy Clay back there on the drums, he's dying to play some rock and metal tonight, we've determined. And David Dunn's holding down the bottom end tonight. So. what do you have in mind? What do you want to do?
Let's go with Robert Johnson. How about
little Robert Johnson is always welcome, yes.
I got a couple of crossroads stories. We
can
talk about that.
Oh, sure. Like the crossroads?
Well, who knows what the crossroads
is? Nobody knows.
The one with the signs, yeah.
The one on 61? Yeah.
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 We'll get to that later.
Down on my knees, I went out to the crossroad and fell down on my knees. Oh Lord above, have mercy and save old Bob if you please. I went out to the crossroad and tried to flag her out. I went down to the crossroad and tried to flag her eye. Oh, nobody seemed to know me. Everybody passed me by. Now, and Doc's gonna catch me here. I said the sun going down now. Doc's gonna catch me here. I got no light to guide me, no one to ease my fear. can run now and tell my friend boy Willie Brown. You can run now, tell my friends all around. Well, I'm standing at the crossroad, believe I'm sinking down.
Yeah.
I like that. There you go. Eric Clapton, eat your heart out.
There you go.
Yeah. You said you had a story about the crossroads?
Well.
Get on the mic there so we can hear you.
Yeah. Two stories.
Two stories, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, well. First time I went down to Clarksdale with my fiance, Sydney. We ate at Abe's Barbecue, which is at the crossroads of US 61 and 49.
Right.
The supposed crossroads.
One of the alleged crossroads.
One of the alleged. If you got to buy into the whole thing to even begin to talk about the alleged, but at any rate. and Tommy Johnson versus Robert Johnson.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But we had a nice lunch there, and she went up to pay the tab. And that's another story about, how you get out paying the tab. But she went up and paid the tab. We gave him a $20.
Yeah.
And she got $6.66 back in change.
Oh, my.
So, all right. So all we non-believers. Then, my friend Gary Kabakoff and I did a duo thing during the Juke Joint Festival, and we happened to be at the Crossroads stage back at Abe's again.
Yeah.
And we're coming to the close of our set, and we hadn't done Crossroads yet, so we're going to end with Crossroads. And I hit that first E chord, and the power went out.
Boom. Oh, my.
So, they got the power up and running. We did finish the song. Some trepidation, no doubt, but... Yeah. So things are weird down at the crossroads. No matter what.
Maybe it is the one. Who knows?
Never know. I'm just saying, throwing it out there.
That legend just won't go away. I mean, it's a fascinating story, and I'm surprised nobody from Hollywood has just picked up on it and did that story.
They did that.
Well, that with Steve Vai and them, but
not very well.
It's like, come on, man. Was it Ralph Macchio? Come on. No, but to tell it from as a biography, if you will, but tell both sides of that whole tale, because it is kind of fascinating. Because Johnson did leave for what it was just like a few months, and came back with the dead thumb picking, and he got it down and freaked everybody out. So it's easy to see where you could say, "Hey, you made a deal with the devil to sound like that."
Well, it's, the weird thing is, if you listen to like Eric Clapton, who's on Robert Johnson's Devotee, obviously,
but sure,
you listen to him with the Yardbirds, and then he did the same thing. He took off. He comes back with John Mayall's Blues Breakers.
Yes.
All hell breaks loose, and it's very different, and it's a stamp that still influences everybody today, whether they know it or not.
Yeah, they just referred to him as Clapton as God at that point.
At that point, yes. Yeah. I'm sure that was a burden. Anyway.
Oh, well. Yeah, well, it's such as it is. How about another tune here before pause here for a minute? Fresh strings require a little extra handling, don't they? Yeah, you're breaking them in tonight. You got any shows coming up anytime soon?
Not now. You got any ideas?
You people out there listening ought to hop online and book these guys.
Exactly.
Weddings, bar mitzvahs.
Bar mitzvahs, yeah.
Quinceañeros, come on, bring it.
Yeah, something before Cinco de Mayo.
Something before Cinco de Mayo. Yeah. Maybe a New Year's Eve party somewhere. It's coming up.
Nice. Yeah. It's a long weekend.
There you
are. So you can get the cases.
Well,
how do you get these guys? All right. How about let's do on the way back home to you?
All right.
This is another one that's not a blues.
That's fine. Right. Blues enough.
We'll be back.
Got a couple that are a little different. This one has a story, too. This one, I took the original version of the song to Roland James at the Phillips Recording Service.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd met him a couple of years before and said, if you have something, come back. And so he listened to a few things, and he liked this one. But he thought it sounded like a song about a soldier returning from war, the chorus. So I went back, rewrote the verses, try to get at that idea, and so that's what this is about. And it's based on a number of mostly Vietnam combat veterans that I've gotten to know and worked with. So hopefully it resonates with some people.
This one about the letters from your great-great-grandfather?
No, that's another one. There's another war-related song that we may get to later. All right. I wake up in the darkness, still haunted by the pain. The fighting may be over, the ghosts of war remain. I'm waiting for the daylight and praying for a clue to help me find a way back home to you. We fought for peace and freedom, I lost my peace of mind. I need a shot of comfort to put it all behind. I feel like I'm a stranger, I'm not the man you knew. Please help me find a way back home to you. The days are long, but the nights are longer. I may be strong, but the world is stronger. One thing I know is true, no matter what I do, I have to find a way back home to you. Your blessings, be glad that you're alive. I count on guilt and anger to help me to survive. No matter what I count on, I'm lost without a clue to help me find the way back home to you. The days are long, but the nights are longer. I may be strong, but the world is stronger. One thing I know is true, no matter what I do, I have to find a way back home to you. Back home to you. Well, back home to you.
Fantastic.
I love that.
That is a fantastic song.
Yeah.
I think that's a hit, really. You know, you need to lay that one down.
Yeah.
Do something with that. That's big. That's powerful stuff, man. And I know, you know, right now, too, with every, you know, all these guys that are, I think it resonates across all conflicts, but you got these guys that are still fighting that Afghanistan business, and they're coming home, and they're feeling those same things.
And how many people are doing songs like that? I mean, I love that. I love that you did that.
Yeah, Memphis Deep is here. We're having a big time with these guys. Bob, how you doing? You doing okay?
coughing fit. So.
It's around that time of year when that when all that stuff, there was a bunch of crap in the air.
Something going around because I've been having the hiccups here.
Hiccups and coughs. Something here.
You're not hiccuping anymore. Maybe my little trick cured you.
It just took time.
Have another cocktail and you'll be good to go.
The toothpick over my ear did nothing.
It usually does. And I told you the other one, and you weren't game for that one at all.
Works for everybody.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. Tell the folks what that was, Rick.
It's a matter of someone sticking their finger in your butt.
I can't believe you actually said that.
Well, you asked me to, and I apparently there's a nerve that's attached to that part of your anatomy that's connected to your hiccup area.
So should I have just gone up there and done it to myself?
No, I think you need to have somebody assist you with this.
Come on! Oh my god!
You could try it yourself next time you have the hiccups around the house. Just pardon yourself from the room and
chatter. Rick, chatter.
Drop your pants and have a moment.
Really? Is this something you've done?
No, I've never done it, no, because I don't really get the hiccups.
But you're suggesting it to me.
Well, you were the one with the hiccups. I read about it on Reddit, and I thought maybe, it would.
Okay, so you put a toothpick behind my ear and said, this is going to
Well, work. It was either that or the other one.
Just give it time, Don't given time, they're going to go away.
No,
anyhow.
Everything on the internet is not true. That's why we're here. Broadcasting worldwide via the internet. Between the cat videos and the naked people, this
don't
is where we're at.
Don't believe everything that Rick says.
That's correct. No, you don't want to ever do that. No. No, but you can't believe the fact that we've got some seasoned musicians here in the studio.
I definitely would never. Let's get right to it. I'm excited to hear some
you're
more
just,
of that.
You're just a little mortified about the fact that I had a cure for the hiccups you had one no part of. It's fine. That's whatever.
Okay.
Look it up sometime.
Write in, vote in, go online. Is this a good thing or not?
No. There may be somebody in the chat room that go, yeah, I've done it. It seems to work. Right. Fellas, off of that topic, what do you want to play for us?
We'll do another original.
Okay, good.
This one, a little more adult theme.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
Adult?
Yeah. Talk about what you're talking about.
Well, is it a cure for the hiccups, perhaps? Who knows?
It doesn't involve
What's the story
anal
about?
Parts of the body, does it?
She's fascinated by that. What's the story behind this tune, or is there one?
It's just
a tune.
It's a love song.
It's a love song. Even better. Yeah.
Sir.
With a glint in his eye, he says it.
Light on, baby, so I can see your face. Leave the light on, baby, so I can see your face. When I make this disappear in a magic face, I'll be gentle, baby. No need for you to praise. I'll be gentle, baby. No need for you to praise. Just leave the light on, baby, so I can see your face. Leave the light on, baby. No, honey, don't say maybe. Leave the light on, baby. No, honey, I'm not crazy. Leave the light on, baby, so I can see your face. Thank you. sun comes rising, and we're keeping up the pace. If the sun comes rising, and we're keeping up the pace, then you can turn off the light, but leave it on just in case. Leave the light on, baby. No, honey, don't say maybe. Leave the light on, baby. No, honey, I'm not crazy. Leave the light on, baby, so I can see your face. Leave the light on, baby. Leave the light on, baby. No, honey, I'm not crazy. Leave the light on, baby. Leave the light on, baby, so I can see your face.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that? Yeah. Wow. Yeah, leave the light on there for you. So you gotta, it reminds me of the story of the young man who went to the pharmacy to buy some condoms. And the cashier said, "You want a bag with that?" And he says, "No, she ain't that ugly." Hey, there we go. Thank you, Leroy. I think that's the first time for me after 35 years in this business. Somebody actually delivered a rim shot at the end of a bad joke. Brilliant. Brilliant. Recorded for all the posterity. What else have you got up your sleeve over there, fellas?
How about another Robert Johnson tune?
Oh, yeah, why
this
not?
This is when Robert Johnson recorded his son's studio.
He recorded it, son?
No way.
No, he didn't. I was going to say, no, he didn't.
If he did.
Oh, okay. That's a whole different thing.
The son wasn't around then, no. Memphis was barely around at that point.
Well, unfortunately, Robert Johnson wasn't around by then.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Oh, well. Yeah, we're going to do Lovin' Bane.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness, yes.
And then we're going to segue into something else.
Okay. Knock yourselves out.
We have other people's hits.
Perfect.
Well, I followed up to the station with a suitcase in my hand. Yes, I followed her to the station with a suitcase in my hand. Well, it's hard to tell, it's hard to tell when all your love's in vain. When the train pulled in the station, when I looked her in the eye, when the train pulled in the station, I looked her in the eye. Well, I felt so sad and lonely, all I could do was cry. Left the station, You left two lights on behind. Yeah, when the train left the station. You left two lights on behind. Well, the blue light was my blue, and the red light was my mind. Oh my love, oh my love today. Oh my love, oh my love, oh my love today. Well, it's hard to tell, it's hard to tell when all your love's in vain. If you ever change your mind about leaving, leaving me behind, bring it to me, bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me. You know I left. Oh, when you left, when I only hurt myself. Bring it to me, bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me. Cause I give you children and money too. Oh, but that's not all. All I do for you. Bring it to me. Bring a sweet loving. Bring it on home to me. In my grave, bring it to me, bring a sweet loving, bring it on home to me. One more time. Oh, if you ever change your mind about leaving, leave me. Bring it to me, bring a sweet loving, bring it on home to me, bring it on home to me.
Yeah. There you go. Perfect. 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 Did I miss something?
We were having a...
Oh, you're having a passing conversation. Oh, sorry.
Something to share with everybody?
Hot mics. Hot mics. Don't be grabbing nobody by the cat. Memphis Deep is in the studio, and we've been hanging out with these guys. Thank you guys, by the way, for coming in and spending an evening with us and playing some tunes. The history that you guys have alone, I mean, it's always fun to listen to musicians that have been around the block a time or two and played with a ton of people and are crafting tunes and putting it all together. Such as it is. So, and our thanks to Mark Caldwell for making this happen tonight as well for the Memphis Blues Society. I'm looking forward to. I know you're talking about maybe getting into a studio, perhaps, and nice. You know, recording some stuff. We know people. Well, yeah.
Need somebody else to give a producer's ear to it and make sure that's what.
Well, we do that here, so. We can chat later
last
about
last time
that.
I was here, it was in the process of being built.
Yeah, and now we've gotten beyond that. So Jason Gillespie is our engineer, and we worked with Kyle Roberts last week, the youngster, fantastic young kid, and watching him just have some fun here in the studio was cool. It was his first experience. He's such a young guy, you know, and. We went to double the guitar parts on every one of the two. He did like a little 5-song EP, and one of the tracks he did, and he was playing a parlor guitar.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of intricate play, and he doubled it in like two takes. It was really quite impressive what he was doing. So we're looking forward to having that finished up. He's going to be back in here, I guess, Wednesday to finish his vocals, but. But yeah, we need to get you guys in here. I know Leroy was talking about. Well, I've done everything, but I haven't recorded. You seem a little nervous around a mic, but you're not nervous. You're fine.
You make me feel really at home. Really
well, that's what this is all about. You know, this is all laid back, and you know, we just kind of spill it out there as it goes. You know, just having a good time. And I'd like to see you guys. You know, in a proper bar live setting or theater type setup. So. You know, maybe that'll come.
I hope so.
Hope so. Soon enough.
Actually.
Hopefully. You never know. How about a tune?
All right. How about Come On Baby? Any.
Yeah, make sure Leroy knows what key it's in.
Occasionally I do a different key, but not too well. You got to stick where you can sing, right? Thank God they're E and G and not F and D flat.
Those horn players. Oh, horn Jesus, players, right? Yes.
Come on, baby, come on and say my name. Come on, baby, come on and say my name. Come on, baby, come on and lay your claim. Love me, baby, and then I'm your man. Say you know me, and say that I'm your man. Come on, baby, come on and take my hand. Baby, like I'm the only one. Love me, baby, like I'm the only one. Come on, baby, until the morning sun.
baby, come on and call my name. Come on, baby, come on and call my name. Come on, baby, I wanna stake my claim.
Yeah. Come on, say my name.
Say my name.
Say it. Nice. All right. Very nice. Very, very nice. We got time for another one.
All right.
Before we pause, and we'll wrap it up after that. But yeah.
So we're gonna do one more.
We'll do one more here before this break, and then we'll come back and
one more
at the end. And then yeah,
we got one we save for the end.
Yeah, yeah. Save the show closer. Save the fireworks. We'll get the pyro going. It'll be big.
All right. How about we're gonna do a slow blues. You want to do the Meisters?
You said slow blues, and David just went, "Yep, yeah."
All right.
Have you ever loved a woman? So much trouble and pain. Have you ever loved a woman? So much you tremble and pain. It's all the time you know. Yes, you know, she bears another man's name. But you just love that woman so much it's a shame and a sin. You just love that woman so much it's a shame and a sin. Cause all the time you know, yes you know, she belongs to your very best friend. We'll be right back. I loved a woman so much you can't leave her alone. Have you ever loved a woman so much you can't leave her alone? Something deep inside you won't let you wreck your best friend's home.
Yeah, that's nice. That's very nice. Man, that's like that's the real blues right there, man. It feels real nice. Get things wrapped up with Memphis Deep down here in the studio. My thanks to all of you guys coming down here for this bit of fun this evening. Hope you guys had a good time.
Yes, absolutely.
Bob Kelsey singing and playing the guitar. David Dunn on the bass. We have a lot of fond memories of your family from the Flying Dunn Brothers. The bass playing
so
family.
So, Rick, tell all the folks out there that don't know, because I didn't make this connection for a long time, even though I knew about David and his last name.
Uncle Doc.
Yeah, tell the folks about that.
David is Duck's nephew.
Yeah,
step on that mic over there.
I actually started out as a guitar player back in high school and going into college.
Yeah.
And I was rooming with, we had a house over on Cooper. Five guys, all musicians, and two really seasoned guitar players. And one of them, they put a band together, and I really wanted to be in it. And one of them said, well, why don't you play bass? And I'm like, oh. But anyway. So after contemplating, I said, okay, I'll give it a shot. And that was in 1983. And, I really enjoyed it. And through the years, I've been fortunate enough to play with a lot of different people around. And, Fred Sanders and the Bill Street.
Oh, my God, Fred Sanders. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I played on his album.
Yeah, with that Brad Webb produced, I believe.
Right, yeah. And went to Europe with him and played with Daddy Mac, went to Europe with him and Blind Mississippi Morris. I actually played with Morris last year at the Bill Street Music Festival, so really enjoyed that.
Right.
But anyway, that's kind of a little bit of my history. And I grew up, with music in my family, of course, and spending a lot of time in my younger years around Duck and seeing what the music was all about and whatnot. And then in 75, after Stax closed, he and his family, they moved out to Los Angeles where they put put the Blues Brothers together. And then he was playing with Tom Petty and a bunch of other people out there. And in that time, when he moved back to Memphis in the early 80s, and his sons picked up playing music out there, Michael and Jeff.
Yeah.
And Mike was a great guitar player, and I actually, took interest in playing the guitar from him, and that's how I started out, And he unfortunately was killed in a car wreck in 83 at the age of 18.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, but really, real, real talent. So.
Your cousin Brad is very deeply involved with what we're doing here, with this space. And I know that Duck had a lot to do with it. He did some stuff down here as well. And Brad told me, he said that Duck would wander around and go, man, this would be a hell of a place for a radio station.
Yeah.
And here we are. We're making that happen. I never got the chance to meet your uncle, and I've been in love with everything that he had done over the years, and he played with everybody.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Brad was saying that over the years, there's really no way to account for how many records that Duck had played on.
Yeah.
It's impossible to figure. It's literally impossible to figure out.
I still see him coming out of the woodwork, with Tony Joe White's passing, someone told me, "Oh, I got a live album your uncle played on with Tony Joe White in the '80s."
Wow!
I never even knew that. So, but yeah, it was probably in the thousands, you know.
Well,
tell us the story that you were telling me earlier about being here when you were so young, when Duck was not recording on, but he was listening in and giving his input.
You mean in this actual building?
Exactly.
Oh, the Hellhounds?
Yeah, that was actually in about 2005. And we, my cousin Jeff, Duck's son,
mm-hmm.
brought a band up from down in the Miami area, the Hellhounds, and they recorded in this building. They recorded an album. And Brad was real involved with that. And I came in, and Duck was in the room over here. He was looking at the monitor with his hands behind his head like that. And I knew he was in town, but I wasn't sure if he was here or not. And I saw him. And, you know, it was just like that moment of we were happy to see one another. So I always have that memory walking into this building, you know.
Well, I'm glad you got a chance to kind of relive a little bit of that coming down here tonight. You're always welcome to come down, you know.
That's just how it is,
you know. And every once in a while, we might need some session guys, so I'm going to keep you guys in mind. You know. Leroy got all he just lit his light up over there. He's like, yeah, here we go. Yeah, as such it is.
It's a trio. You know, we're a trio because of the economics.
Well, yes, yeah.
But you know, it gives us the freedom to invite somebody to do a set.
Yeah.
Whatever, so that we can have guests. And, it's worked out well in the past.
I know some Midtown rock guys, and they'll say the same thing. It's like, you know, it's far easier to pay three than five.
Yeah.
it is tough, and it's an unfortunate sign of the way the music the scene is here in town. Nobody, you know, 10% of the bar plus your tips, and you know, you're
very far.
You're standing up there going, "I know you guys sold a lot more liquor than that tonight."
Yeah,
we know how that is. Yeah, of course, you know, you spend a lot of time over at Wild Bill's, and you had the Kudzu's jam there for a bit.
Yeah.
Everybody cutting their teeth somewhere.
Yeah, a little money here, a little money there, but yeah. Not a lot of money anywhere.
that's the unfortunate part of it, but no, thank you guys.
And that's the, you know, playing with these guys.
Oh no, it's great. No, because everything I've heard tonight has been nothing but just a grand old time in here. So, and we appreciate you guys coming in, and we'll wrap it up with the closer.
All right.
Oh, Bo Diddley. Oh.
Miles of barbed wire, got a cobra steak for a necktie, got a brand new house by the roadside, head on the rattlesnake hide, got a brand new chimney up on top, made of a human skull. Come on, baby, take a walk with me and tell me, who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? A graveyard mine, just 22 and I don't mind dying, riding around town with a rattlesnake whip, take it easy, don't give me no lip. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Do you love? night was dark, but the sky was blue. Down the edge of the wagon flew. Heard a bump and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love?
Together and I'm going to steal your drummer, Bob. Leroy Clay back there working it big time. Thank
man.
You, brother. I appreciate
that
you.
That was awesome.
It's all their fault. All their
fault. And I heard a little bit of Blues Brothers in there too. From
there was a little cropper happening in there. I think.
In there, right?
I know it's Bo Diddley, but there was a little cropper happening. You got to pay your Memphis dues.
Better than the name.
There you go, Memphis Deep. David Dunn, thank you, sir, as well. Bob Kelsey. Thank you, my friend. Memphis Deep, find them on Facebook. Book them for a show. By God, they'll entertain the hell out of you, as I've been entertained, that's for sure. Thank you guys so very much.
Hi, this is Reverend Oma from the Broom Closet Metaphysical Shop. The Broom Closet is your one-stop shop for all of your metaphysical needs, such as candles, gemstones, herbs, gifts, and more. We now also stock CBD oil, vape kits, lotion, and edibles. The Broom Closet is also host to monthly workshops, rituals, and drum circles for those interested in conscious living. The Broom Closet is the only place to get your cards read by me, Reverend Oma, or one of our other amazing readers. Discover the Broom Closet Metaphysical Shop in historic downtown Memphis or online at thebroomclosetmemphis.com. The Broom Closet. Let us help you light your path.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
And tonight, it is the return of Tlashika. How are you?
I'm great. Hello, everybody.
Glad to have you back in here. And the other half of your act has finally made it out of Arkansas, and he joins us this evening. Hello, Chad.
Yeah,
Mr. Pope.
I made it out of that little hot spot down there.
Not without busting a few heads. That's the Arkansas.
Or, right? Or. I just, that was the story I gave y'all because I was caught up with something.
Right.
I got you. I feel you.
Either way, I was there.
Well, there's that, yes. Well, we know because we got updates throughout the show.
I was on 30.
The From Radioland podcast featuring Tlashika is up now in its usual places. And I sent it over to you, and I think I didn't edit much out of it, really.
Good.
Left it all in there. All those tunes that you dropped in here, oh my God, yeah.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
So there you go, kids. That's coming up next time, Tlashika and Pope, plus Zeke Johnson, and it was our Christmas show for the blues thing, and but I wanted to get it out there because they were all dynamic people. We had a great time in the studio, just a lot of fun all the way around, and so that's coming. It's that last gasp of Christmas, and it's going to come at you know a couple of weeks after the holiday. But hey, you know that's just the way things work around here from Radioland. So there you go. So in the meantime, I want to tell you before we wrap it up. This show is hosted on Podbean's website, P-O-D-B-E-A-N, Podbean. And there's a ton of shows there, and they've got a free app that you can get. And it's the iTunes, if you have the iPhone, the Apple Store's pod thing is quite frankly brutal. It's tough to negotiate. It's how do you stop this thing? How do you get rid of the thing? It's complicated. There's a lot of podcatchers out there, but Podbean does a pretty good job of it. And plus there's a ton of shows over there. So you can get your show, including this one. And it's pretty easy to negotiate. Plus we're available at radio-memphis.com for your desktop streaming if you'd like. And all the usual places. We appreciate you doing it. And please share the show with some others as we progress into 2019. Yes, this show will basically be the same, I think. However, there's some changes coming from Radio Land. That's right, my friends. There are some changes coming. You'll have to just stick with this space to learn more, right? It's all good. It'll be fun. So there you go, kids. That's it for me. I'm done. I'm out of here. Please take care of yourselves and take care of one another. And for God's sake, stop shooting each other, all right? I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been from Radio Land.
Rick Cheddar from Radio Land is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.